This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Boulder Police Department is facing a class action lawsuit for its use of Flock cameras, CPR's Ava Keon reports.
These cameras have been widely contested. Denver ended its contract with the company after lots of community backlash. Boulder, however, renewed it in March. The lawsuit filed Wednesday claims the use of these surveillance cameras is unconstitutional. It specifically cites automated license plate reader cameras that photograph and track vehicles as a form of surveillance without the department seeking a warrant. The use of this technology was also debated in the state legislature. Opponents of Flock worry about over-surveillance, while its supporters, like law enforcement, say it's crucial in solving cases. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is set to be released from prison today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years for her role in tampering with Mesa County's voting machines to search for evidence of rigging in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Jared Polis commuted her sentence. He said it was overly harsh and agreed with the Colorado Court of Appeals that her election-denying beliefs impacted the length of her sentence. In an extraordinary move, the state Democratic Party censured Polis and banned him from speaking at party functions. They called the commutation dangerous and reckless. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Republican Party has a new leader. Over the weekend, Republicans selected Craig Steiner to lead the state GOP. He previously led Douglas County Republicans. He replaces the former chair, who resigned last spring, citing vitriol and deep party divisions. Ballots are now available from your county clerk for the primary election on June 30th. Candidates for the Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, and Unity parties will hold nominating contests for upcoming midterms. And you can learn more about those candidates in the CPR Voter Guide, cpr.org/vote.